Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Victor Domingos on the 26th of December, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Snap CEO Evan Spiegel did not inform the full board when Facebook sought to acquire the firm, according to sources for the Wall Street Journal. The report focuses on Spiegel's management style, noting the times he followed his instincts rather than advice from those around him. Spiegel also pushed for a Snapchat redesign after spending time in China. The changes led to complaints from many users. Facebook has cancelled a project to encourage users with opposing political beliefs to engage in positive dialogue, according to sources for the Wall Street Journal as well. It followed concerns from global policy executive Joel Kaplan, who suggested the feature could lead to bias against conservatives. Facebook planned to adjust its newsfeed algorithm and to de-emphasize comments it considered hateful. The company says it's continuing to study polarization on its platform. The UK government has dismissed as a miscommunication a police suggestion that there might have been no drone behind last week's disruption at Gatwick Airport, as ministers sought to maintain control of the crisis aftermath. Police officers and airport workers brought to the UK's second busiest airport to a standstill, leading to a suspension of flights for 36 hours and affecting around 140,000 passengers. A local man and woman arrested in connection with the incident were released without a charge over the weekend. No other arrests have been made. O2, the British mobile phone network, is set to push ahead with trials of Huawei's 5G equipment in January, despite growing political pressure surrounding the Chinese telecoms equipment supplier. In what will be the first deployment of Huawei equipment for 5G since the US and UK voiced security concerns about the Chinese company in November, O2 will test Huawei's equipment at 200 cell sites across London. O2's rivals EE and Vodafone have already launched 5G trials using Huawei's equipment, while 3 has signed a deal with the Chinese company for its 2 billion 5G network build. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.